Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The 1-0 swung on, hit in the air, left field shallow. Kepler broke back, now comes running in. He's there, and he's got it. And the ball game is over, and the Phillies, for the first time in franchise history, have swept a season series against a team of seven or more games. As the Phillies blank the Rockies today, 2-0 the final. Rangers Suarez the win and Jordan Romano the save and a couple of timely hits from Harper and Kepler, and the Phillies have won their seventh game in a row.
Franchise history, seven in a row over the Rockies, a seven-game winning streak. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. How about those Phillies who are 32-18 as we head into Memorial Day weekend? Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. They went back-to-back, Joe?
They went back-to-back.
Uh-oh. Well, that's hard. That's hard to do, but they did it. Congratulations.
What a win. What a week for the Phillies here. We're 32-18. All right, we got a lot to get to today. We will discuss the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be on the in-season Hard Knocks, which I find really interesting. Scott Fransky joins us at noon for the first time since the great midday flood of 2025 when he was on the air with us last week.
The great midday flood.
Yeah, and we survived. All right, Jason Kelce, what he told the morning show about his role in getting the tush push saved and a wild 1 o'clock hour to come. Good morning, you. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, listen, everybody, if you don't have to drive this weekend, don't. Don't take any penitentiary chances, man, you know, especially if you're a little older. If you're younger, you know, if you have a DUI or something, that's like 10 grand out the gate. And not only that, you might hurt somebody. So just do everything that you have to do to enjoy your weekend and not get into any trouble.
I like that. Well, yeah, everyone should enjoy this weekend. It's Memorial Day's coming up. We hope everyone out there has a great time. And enjoy yourself. If you know what I'm enjoying right now, Hugh? Watching the Phillies. They're 32-18. They really have taken care of business here against the worst teams in baseball. The Pirates, the Rockies, especially the Rockies. You heard Scott say it. Hugh, for the first time in the history of the franchise, they swept a season series over an opponent, anyone, ever, of at least seven games. Like this, even when teams are bad, you know, usually you'll go 6-1, 5-2 against them. I mean, they didn't just beat the Rockies and the Pirates before it and the Rockies earlier this season. They've mopped the floor with these teams. And Hugh, you know, you look up now, and then Memorial Day is always kind of the time where people look up and say, look at the standings.
Yeah.
They're 32-18. They're a half game off the pace of the best record in all of baseball. They have the best record in the NL. Hugh Douglas, are you buying what you're seeing as the Phillies continue to roll and now are two games up in the NL East?
I am, but I'm pretty sure for a lot of people that they're going to say with that Mets series, Mm-hmm. Still has a little bit of a stink for a lot of people.
But they've been great since then.
They have, but they haven't seen the Mets.
Yep.
So there's that. And the hitting has been where it needed to be. You know, they've been pretty good. Last night, you know, they got two, but still, it's one of those things where we have a job and we're in a city where saying be patient is not, that dog is not going to hunt, because we are passionate about this team. We live and die with every pitch that's thrown, and we've had a lot of controversy. So for me, it was like this, Joe. When I looked at the standings, you know, watching the games, it didn't dawn on me until I pulled back a little bit and looked at the whole National League and saw where they were. I'm like, man, they've been pretty good. And I don't know if John Clark's not in town, but if he is, John, you need to apologize, man. I'm, matter of fact, I might just go ahead and shoot you a text. Apologize to Bryce
Harper.
Well,
the Bryce Harper with the shaved head is a different Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's funny how, you know, now everybody's talking about, since he shaved his head, he's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's just, baseball is just the fickle mistress, man. And you have to wait to see how it's going to play out. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. It's different when you only follow your team and you're not looking at the league as a whole. Everybody has warts.
Mm-hmm, of course.
It's just that when we talk about our team, we talk about the warts that they have and the certain things that happen. And the great part about it is most baseball players, good thing they don't listen to us and have, you know, mentally weak, because if they were, we'd be in trouble.
Well, yeah, look, because we react to everything every day, and it's 162, and their first 26 or whatever were not good, right? Yeah. They were about 500. But their last 24 have been remarkable. The Phillies are playing really good baseball, and we should be excited that this season's got a lot of promise. The starting pitching is excellent. The bullpen without Alvarado this week, again, they're playing the Rockies, had a good week, and including Romano has been good now for a while, to the point where we got to start believing we're seeing with Jordan Romano. And Hugh, I am excited for where the season is going. They are certainly putting themselves right back in the mix to be a contender to win it again, or to get back to the playoffs to compete to win it. And that's great. But allow me to do something that you always seem to do around here.
Long talk.
A long talk, but I also have to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Drunk uncle.
Well, look, I'm not knocking the way the Phillies are playing. They are playing. I'm not trying to poke holes in how they're playing, but can I poke holes in who they've played? I mean, they've built this
Kamedatan
up. Yeah, they've built this up, and it's good on them. This is exactly what you're supposed to do. But the Phillies have built up the best record in the National League on legitimate tomato cans. Not like when you called the Ravens tomato cans. Like, the Rockies and Pirates are tomato cans, okay? And if you go beyond that, the Phillies this season against the Rockies, who they beat 7 in a row, against the Pirates, who they beat 3, the Rays, who aren't good this year, the Nationals and the Marlins, they are 17-3 against those teams. They're 15-15 against everyone else. Now, I think they're better than 500, and, I'm not trying to take away credit for what they've done. They've beat up the bad teams they should. But I sat here a year ago, and I got a little fooled early in the season, and I said, this is the best Phillies team I've ever seen. Well, they weren't. And as the season went on, they fell down a little bit. And they still made the playoffs, still won 95 games, but they weren't an all-time great team. I guess the way I'll frame it is this. I like what I'm seeing. I'm not fully buying this yet. They're on pace for 102 wins. I don't think they're a 102-win team. Now, they're good? Yeah. Are they a playoff team? They absolutely should be. And are they right there with the Mets? Is the gap not as big as it seemed a month ago? Yeah, that's clear. But I'm looking at a team that really has beat up on tomato cans here. 215-592-9494. I like what I'm seeing. I feel really good about where this team is going, and it should continue this weekend. The A's, who they play this weekend, they've lost 9 in a row heading into the series. So let's keep piling those wins up and banking those wins. But I just got to say, I'm not fully buying they're this good yet. I mean, this is a lot of tomato can stuff they're beating up on here. Well, that's all right. So, someone's got to say it. I mean, the Rockies might be the worst team ever. Ever. They've been playing baseball for like 125 years. And that team's really bad. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Topper. He seems pretty happy with the sweep over Colorado.
This club hasn't necessarily played that well here at Coors Field. Given not just that you hit and you pitch, I mean, how pleased are you with a four-game sweep?
Yeah, really pleased. You know, like I said at the start of it, we haven't played very well here, but we played well. You know, the day we don't necessarily score many runs, we really pitched well and played good defense. So, yeah, it was very satisfying.
Well, he's right about that. Hugh, usually in Coors Field, even if the Rockies are bad, you need to score, right? It's a hitter's park. They won yesterday 2-0 in Coors Field. I mean, That does not happen very often. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Are you fully buying what we're seeing right now? Because it is, it's a heck of a month. They're 15-5 in May. They have been, I think they fell to about 13-13 after the Mets series or somewhere in there. So you look at their record since then, and it's, I mean, they've played great baseball now for about 5 weeks. Are you buying what the Phillies are selling here? Because the record looks incredible. Kyle, where are you at as the Phillies sweep the Rockies and they're 32-18?
I think you have to be buying it. Like, I understand they're playing tomato canes, whatever, however you want to say it, however he wants to say it. But they're leaving no doubt in these games.
Yep.
I mean, they're making the Rockies look like the Rockies. They're making the Pirates look like the Pirates. And I think the biggest thing that you need to be buying right now is the fact that the best player, the best hitter on this team, is starting to look like it. And I agree, Hugh. Some apologies might need to be thrown out there to Mr. Bryce Harper after he shaved his head. I'm about to join him in shaving my head. And it looks like the stash could be going, too, by the end of the season with the way he's playing. Bryce Harper being back, I think, is the biggest thing that everybody needs to buy. The pitching staff is still just as good, if not better, now that Aaron Nola's out of the rotation.
I think it's better without him.
It might be. Mm. And the bullpen's rounding into form, too. Like, and I understand what you said about the, what was it, the record against the Rockies, Pirates, and whoever in 15-15. I don't think that's telling the whole story, though, because they had a very bad stretch. For, like, I think, what was it, mid-April or something like that when
they played the Mets? Yeah, they left the Mets 500, yeah.
But they went into Chicago and beat the Cubs.
Yep.
The Diamondbacks aren't great, but they're not a tomato can, I don't think. They took care of business against them. The Cardinals won, like, 9 in a row before they played the Phillies, and we beat them. I mean, we're not just handling tomato cans. We're handling business against everybody right now. I mean, we look like a team that should have and does have the best record in the National League right now. And, like, if you're not buying the Phillies, I don't know who you are buying because the Mets stink right now.
So that's fair. Look, the Mets are not as good as they looked a month ago. They've struggled, and the Soto thing looks like it might just become a disaster as this season goes on, especially as the New York media gets their teeth in that. That could be a disaster for them, and which would be great. And the Dodgers are pitching. I agree, guys. I'm not saying the Phillies aren't as good as those teams right now. They are. Right now, they're better. I'm just saying, can I see it against a little bit of better opponents? I mean, we are doing damage to tomato cans here, and everyone else has been a little more up and down. 215-592-9494. We were here last year. I mean, it's kind of amazing because we didn't start off super hot this year, but Hugh, Memorial Day last year, this is where the Phillies were, right? Best record, looking like they're better than everybody else, and then we know what happened. It fell off from the rest of the season on. Now, this doesn't have to fall off. Starting pitching's really good. And Bryce is coming around. Are you fully buying what you're seeing from the Phillies, who are 32-18? Let's go to Chris in Middletown, who's up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Memorial Day weekend, man.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, first of all, let's do this right. Let's thank all those soldiers that lost their lives
Definitely.
For serving our great nation. Thank you.
Well said, Chris. Glad you said it.
Other than that, fellas, I pulled my wallet out. I got it open. I'm asking, what do I owe you? I'm buying. I'm in. You know, the reason I'm buying is we have the best starting pitching in Major League Baseball. And pitching is what wins championships. It's offense is a luxury, like Hugh says, all the time. It's pitching, guys. It's pitching, it's pitching, it's pitching, it's starting pitching. And we have that. That's why I'm so optimistic. As well as, the other downfall to us, and all these other people are going to chuckleheads are going to chime in and say, oh, but, you know, the bats went cold in the playoffs, and that's why we lost, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's changed this year. Their whole hitting approach has changed, and you're seeing the leaders embrace it. Brittany Bryce is no longer trying to swing out of his shoes every single at-bat anymore. He'll do it on rare occasions from time to time, but for the most part, these guys are just trying to make contact, keep the line moving, it's a next man up mentality. Joe's favorite players also embrace this, Trey Turner. You know, he's no longer, I haven't heard Joe talking about the wand coming out of the box lately.
No, I've been mostly, Trey's offense I've been fine with this year. You know, the defense, you know, I have my issues, but the offense, I've been fine with it, yep.
I agree. So, and here's the other thing. He's doing what we've been screaming forever. He's stealing a bunch of bases. That's what we've wanted forever. And then here's the other guy. I don't really hear anybody talking about that. That's also embraced this approach. Castellanos is kind of quiet because he's a slugger that gets streaky. He'll get hot for a month, month and a half. He would normally carry his team, but then he would go ice cold. And it's because, again, he takes that same slug approach of trying to knock the tear the cover off the ball. And I'm seeing him be more level. And it's not, I mean, those core guys are doing it. And then what they're doing is they're just leaving it to Schwarbs. They're like, dude, let him be the cleanup guy. Let him be the big machine that's mashing, you know, everything. So, guys, got to have a chant on the way out the door. All right? We have to, because it's Memorial Day. But here's what it's going to be. I'm P-U-Y-I-N-G, the Bills World Series bound.
Chris, love you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. So he's buying, spelled the whole thing out for us.
Yeah, you know what, man? I was sitting here and, you know, thinking about what we were talking about and whether or not I buy into this. And I just went back and I looked at the standings from the last 3 years.
Okay.
And the one thing that jumps out to me is that the Phillies have been pretty consistent in where they've been as far as the standings is concerned. You talk about all these other teams. I'm looking at the 2022 season. The Braves, 101 win. The Mets, the Phillies were right there with a 87.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I look through this list, you have your usual suspects in the National League.
Sure.
The Cards and the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So that they've been consistently one of the better teams
they have
in Major League Baseball for the last 3 years.
I think it's, what, 87, 90, 95, the last 3 years?
Yeah, man. And I'm looking, and even I'm looking at the AL, you have some of the usual suspects. It's been, but here's the thing, like every year, there's somebody that jumps, like in the other divisions, that jump in and they get more wins and everything like that. Because just like this year, the standings are a little bit different than they were the last year because the Cubs are doing really well right now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And you talk about last year, it was the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies have been consistently one of the teams that give you at least 80 wins in the last 3 years.
Yeah, look, they're having a great run. I mean, this is one of the better runs they've had. I mean, they've won that World Series and NLCS and playoffs and 95 wins. In the beginning of this year, I looked choppier. And I said, this doesn't look good. I think a lot of us did. Look, they've played great baseball for a while. I just need to see him do it against the best teams. I also would like them to hit more home runs, which they haven't yet. Now, they've done a lot of good things, and our last caller, Chris, brought up the approach. I mean, the Phillies have one of the best walk rates in baseball, one of the best strikeout rates in baseball. They have changed their approach, and let's hope it continues. Let's hope it continues throughout the season and the postseason. Look, there's a lot of reasons to feel good, led by the starting pitching. I'm taking a deep breath this time. Last year, I was all in. This is special. And then they fell off. Maybe because
that's the thing, whatever. But the one thing that gives me hope when it comes to this team is that it's in the back of their mind every day about the failures that they've had.
October failures. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I said that, and I cringed a little bit when I said it.
Well, you're right. They failed in October.
You're right.
It's
but
okay.
I'm trying to be nice when I talk about it, because it's one thing to be said about knowing where you fail and trying to correct those mistakes. But the positive is they've been consistently right there as far as the National League teams are concerned every year for the last 3 years.
Look, and although I'm saying that they've done most of this against tomato cans, you can make the playoffs beating up tomato cans, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you go back.
If they're bad, beat them because they're bad.
Yeah, and the Phillies aren't just beating them. I mean, 17-3 against the five worst teams they play. They're bludgeoning these teams. I mean, that's leaving no doubt. They have dominated some of these bad teams.
And you've got some really good pitching. Really, really good pitching.
Great pitch. I mean, the pitching staff, Kyle said it, he's right. The pitching staff's better without Aaron Nola right now. Because every fifth day, Nola would stink, and then we'd probably lose that game. They don't have that anymore. Taiwan has been better. Ranger's been better. I mean, I think Aaron's supposed to pitch this weekend, like, you know, off just like throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Just take as much time as you need. Let's keep rolling.
What was it? Tidy back? Was it tidy back?
No,
or
ankle.
The knee?
Ankle.
Knee. Oh, the ankle.
He twisted
ankle.
His ankle.
Gotcha.
They say that or whatever.
No, he's
say.
Coming back to the rotation.
No, I'm sure he is. I'm just saying if he needs to take his time. Is anyone clamoring for Aaron Nola to come back right now? I feel fine. I'm good. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Tomato cans need love too, Joe.
tomato cans.
At least these are actual tomato cans, unlike when Hugh Douglas called the Rams, the Commanders, and Ravens tomato cans.
Yeah. So, Hugh, initially I was shocked and appalled that you're asking Johnny Airport for an apology tweet, but that just goes right with your pettiness, so it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's the weekend. I got to stay on brand.
Yeah,
I got to stay on brand.
We might need to put the poll up. Should John Clark apologize to Bryce Harper?
Exactly. So here's the thing. These guys are pretty much all playing up to their capabilities right now. And if it takes tomato can teams to get right, then that's what it takes. I think some of these guys that were struggling, like Turner admitted it yesterday, that he had gotten hit by a pitch, and it caused him to do a few things at the plate mechanically that was throwing him off. And I think a lot of times we fail to realize that some of these guys are playing hurt. And they're struggling through it. They're still better than their replacement, even if they're injured. So I'm totally okay with that. Look, the pitching staff is really what's been keeping them in these games. You know, especially that kid that came up and pitched against Paul Skeens. I mean, how do you figure?
Because his mama was in the stands.
It's amazing. It's just how deep their rotation is, Jeff. That a guy that we didn't even think would contribute this year could come up and basically throw a shutout. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah. So you take advantage of those things, and when you get to the bigger or the tougher teams, and you're going to play 500 or just above 500 ball, you've got you've padded your stats, so to speak, as a team, a team record to keep you above, you know, keep you staying on top.
Yeah, that's Jeff, you're right. That they've banked enough wins here that even if they have a cold stretch at some point, they're still going to be, you know, they're 14 games over. So like, even if they have a tough 2 weeks, they're still going to probably be, you know, 9 games over or whatever.
And how many complaints would there be if we went 500 or even just like 2 games over 500 against these tomato cans? People would be jumping off bridges.
Of course.
So I'm in.
Well, you're right about that, Jeff. And look, there's nothing wrong with banking these wins. It's what they need to. Jeff, good phone call. We appreciate it. Last year I was all in, and the team's record was pretty similar to what it is right now. And then we know it wasn't quite the same as the season moved on. I like the way they're playing. I love this starting rotation right now. Bryce has gotten going. John Clark, I agree with you, should offer a public apology to Bryce Harper for the buzz cut that he didn't think worked, which obviously has. Bryce is on fire right now. Are you fully buying in on what the Phillies are doing right now? 32-18. They have the best record in the NL. I think it snuck up on people. We've been all in on the tush push stuff and the Eagles and the schedule coming out. And meanwhile, the Phillies just haven't lost. When was the last time they lost a game? I think did they lose the finale of this doubleheader last week to the Cardinals? I think that might have been the last loss.
Yeah, it was the last one.
It's like last Wednesday. I mean, they haven't lost in a long time.
And that was the Nola game.
It was. You're right.
Yeah, they've been on a nice little tear.
I mean, I don't know the numbers on this. Take out Nola, all of his starts. What's the record?
That was the last loss.
Well, I can tell you this, that Aaron Nola's personal record is 1-7. The Phillies are 32-18, so that's easy math. 31-11 when Aaron Nola is not part of the decision. That's pretty darn good. 215-592-9494. The Phillies have won 7 in a row. Are you buying what they're selling? Are you fully buying this? I learned my lesson last year. I need to see more, especially against the non-tomato cans. Phone calls coming up. We'll tell you what we want for Tri-Day. It's a Tri-Day Friday. What a great prize to give away. Plus, we got to react to a funny story from before the game yesterday. 215-592-949 for the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pitch. Harper swings, lines one down the left field line. That's a base hit. Stott around third. He's going to come home and score. Harper trying for second. The throw is not in time. A double for Bryce Harper, and the Phillies are on the board. It's 1-0.
How about Bryce Harper? This guy has raised his average from 228 to 275 in 2 weeks. Yeah, Kyle, that hair has got to be buzzed right off.
Not a problem with me.
No, I know. Well, I didn't think it would be, but he has been on fire since shaving his head. You ready for this? 15 hits, a .417 batting average, 9 runs batted in, .611 slugging, an OPS of almost 1,100 with the buzzed head. And it's why John Clark needs to issue that public apology. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. As we discuss the Phillies, are you fully buying what you're seeing? As the Phillies are 32-18, I think it snuck up on everyone. They have the best record in the NL, and they're a half game off the pace of the Tigers for the best record in all of baseball. And they get to play the A's this weekend. Hugh, the A's have lost 9 in a row.
They're just tomato can. Did they move yet? They're going to Vegas.
Park's not going to be ready for 3 years. But the lease or whatever happened in Oakland that ended.
Yeah.
So they're basically just like without a home for 3 years, and they're playing in a minor league park. Yeah, they're displaced. They're in Sacramento in a minor league park in California. So that's where the Phillies go this weekend.
You know what I remember about the A's? That couple.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's the most memorable thing that they've done in a long time.
Yeah, most people think the Bash Brothers. You think about something else going on.
No, I'm just saying, that's wild. That was a bucket list thing.
Yeah, it's
that
gross.
Was a bucket list thing. Yeah. Gross.
Of course it's gross. You're watching the game, you see that on the upper deck, it's gross. I mean, like, that's gross.
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to.
Well, not for them, but it's gross for everyone else.
It's just like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
That's a good way to put it. It's a lot. All right, 215-592.
Exhibitionist.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. 94-94. Yeah, I mean, the Phillies could come home on Tuesday to play the Braves with the best record in all of baseball.
That should be interesting because the Braves are surging right now. They're almost 500. Yeah. They're almost at 500.
Do you know who's back tonight, by the way? Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay, Acuna.
Acuna's back tonight. They got Strider back. Yeah, that'll be a fun series here next week against the Braves. But the Phillies could go into it with the best record in all of baseball. Are you fully buying it? Yes, no. Where do you come down on the Phillies here? Before we continue the discussion, It is a Friday, Hugh, and we do have a great prize to give away today. We have a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas station in Philadelphia. $100 gift card to give away. And I think, I'm going to speak for everyone. I think everyone needs a little break from Hugh's Clues. Is that fair?
Wait a minute, what
it kind of is your fault. I just think people are mad at you for the clues, and why don't on a Friday...
They're mad at me every day.
Yeah, well, most of the time it's...
They'll be okay.
Why don't we try something else on a Friday? It's a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show. Hey.
It's a Tri-Day Friday. It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, Hugh, it is a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show. And recently, I think we told the audience, we saw the window washer hanging up on the fourth floor here.
Yeah.
On our building, and you said you wouldn't do that for $1 million.
Not for a meal, no.
All right, so here's what we're looking for today on a Tri-Day Friday. A job, a wild job that you think it'd be funny to imagine either Hugh or I doing. So an example, obviously, would be a window washer in a big high-rise building. Okay. Window washer, high-rise building, that's kind of a wild job. I think the old Mike Rowe show with the
I just thought of one. I wonder if somebody's going to say it. I'm going to tell you in the break.
Are you kind of doing Hugh's Clues in your own head without doing it?
No, but I just thought of one that I would say that I definitely wouldn't do, but I want to hear somebody say it. But I'll tell you in the break and see if they say it.
All right.
It's a wild job.
Best one we get today, wild job that you think it'd be funny to imagine Hugh or I doing, will win the $100 gift card to Sunoco. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will is in the Northeast talking about the 32-18 Phillies.
Come on, Dream Team. Listen, man, I understand y'all saying these are tomato can teams, right?
Yeah, well, the Rockies are the definition of a tomato can.
Are. But what you supposed to do to tomato cans?
Beat them.
You're supposed to cook them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cook them and get them out the way. So this is what we're doing. See, I'm not buying. I've been selling the whole season, man. I've been saying everything that's just going to happen is happening. I didn't say anything about Bryce. Only thing I said, you got to bring that leadership back in, Bryce. And that's what I knew he was going to do. I said, Bryce is doing something that a lot of people is not paying attention to. He's hitting the ball. He knows he can hit a homer damn near whenever he feel like it. But the whole thing is, he want to get in the rhythm of just hitting the ball in field. Mm-hmm. And bring the runners in.
I would like a few more home runs, though. That'd be fun. I like home runs.
Okay.
All right. I'm just asking. I'm not worried. I'm asking.
Okay, but you know what I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I believe that the whole team is starting to mentally get involved and stay focused on what they need to do. I'm trying to tell you, man, a lot of times I've been saying this about the Eagles, and I'm saying this about the Phillies. It was the same type of thing. They've been in this the run, the same as the Eagles. Everything that I looked at, I compared to the Eagles season, man. And guess what? It's going to end just like the Eagles season. We want to win that World Series. We coming, man. Listen, if you want to start a musical tenor, because you know I'm always ready. Just like Bryce Harper, he's sure he's always ready. When every time you doubt him, he comes through. When everybody doubts the Phillies, he comes through. It's never over. It's really over. And this season, it ain't over until we hoist that trophy and get the win, baby. Because guess what? We are the best team in the league, and nobody can stop us. And as long as we keep this thing going, we're going to keep winning. And all I have to say is, the Bats is going to win the World Series. It's not going to be the Pistons. We always went cold when the Bats went cold. But this season, we're going to stay hot all the through. Baby, here we come. The Phillies is going to rise. We beat the better teams, and we beat the best teams in the league.
Wow.
So here we come, baby. It's Phillies next year.
Will, I love it. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's a wild job you think it'd be funny to imagine us doing?
Hey, you know what? I thought of something the same time you thought of something, right? It may not be it, but I'm going to say you being a lifeguard.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
I could not imagine Hugh
like
as a lifeguard.
Yeah,
well, he doesn't love the water.
It's not wild, but it's wild for Hugh.
Yeah, it's wild for Hugh. It's pretty normal, but it's wild for Hugh. You think he'd be a good lifeguard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In a pool, at a pool, but not an ocean.
No, well, you, lifeguards could work anywhere.
No, I'm not. I just stay.
You're
at the
guarding
pool.
Life.
I'd be a pool guard.
A pool guard. I mean, that's. Man. I mean, that's still important.
Get out of the water.
Well,
get out.
You have to get them out.
What you doing? Get out of the water.
Anyone could do that. You got to jump in and rescue someone.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, that's, well, you just didn't get the job. If that's you in the interview, you're not getting the job. All right, Hugh Douglas as a lifeguard is our first submission. That's a darn good one. All right, so Will said there a couple things. One on Bryce Harper and his power. Now he's hit a lot, but the power hasn't really arrived yet. I think it will. I mean,
yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, I mean Bryce Harper typically.
He's making contact. Yeah, he's making contact. It's coming.
It'd be very odd to me to see a full season of Bryce Harper healthy without 27 to 30-something home runs. Yeah, that's usually
odd.
Where he is. I think he'll be fine power-wise. The team, though, they haven't hit many home runs. It is bizarre that they're this good without as many home runs as you would typically think from a team that's winning. I mean, they just haven't. Most of it's been
thing,
Schwarber.
I think that's a good thing, though, because you're not doing it in the way that we're accustomed to.
I agree. That's true.
And it's a good chance that the power will come when you need it the most at the end of the season. No, because that's been a little bit of a problem for us.
I like that the approach they talked about in spring training, they've done it now for 2 months, right? They've put the ball in play more. They've struck out less, better at bats. I like all that. And there's no part of this team that right now I don't like what I'm seeing. I like the way the at bats are going. I love the starting pitching. I actually also think the bullpen has settled down for a while now. Now, when they face better teams, we're going to need Alvarado or the approximation him. We're going to have to figure it out and replace him. But bullpen had a pretty good week. Even Kirkering, who has a big good this year, got out of that jam yesterday. So far, so good. But I'm taking a deep breath, and I'm not fully buying they're this great right now because a lot of this is against tomato cans. I mean, real tomato cans. Not fake tomato cans. Not Ravens, Commanders, Rams tomato cans. As we know, someone
you mentioned
here,
the so. Fact that the teams that the Eagles have they played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
They couldn't score in the third quarter. Yeah,
the Ravens were one of the best teams in football.
They couldn't score in the third.
Because they were facing us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tomato can. We made them look like tomato tans.
Well, no, but that's not what you said.
Yeah, I mean, I know what I said. I'm playing semantics right now. I'm trying to
you're
see.
You're just spin
you keep, you know what I mean? Bringing up the past? I don't understand.
Well,
why
just
talk about the past?
Just wait till Scott Fransky's on and we bring up what happened last week while he was on the air with us.
Well, just wait till the Rockies make it all the way to the NLCS.
Yeah, that's not
and
happening.
Then we'll look back on this similarly.
We would. I mean, honestly,
why
if that happened.
Keep bringing up past stuff.
Well, I just can't.
It's funny.
Always living in the past.
Yeah. I can't wait to get Scott's take on what you did last week during our interview with him.
I'm pretty sure we're going to probably leave with that one.
Yeah, I think we are. All right. Let's go to Kyle in South Jersey. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. I just first want to say thanks for taking my call. Definitely favorite show on the station.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Kyle. That. Yeah, we're happy to have you part of the show. What's up, man?
So I definitely am buying in. It is the bullpen's been the big question, and I looked it up. We are leading the league. The next team behind us in strikeouts is 20 behind us with the Yankees. And then there's like 3 strikeouts, 4 strikeouts there for the following teams. We're just crushing the league in strikeouts, and the bullpen was the big question. The bats are heating up. I'm with you. Sign Schwarber. We got to get it done.
It's crazy to me, Kyle, that there's anyone out there like Spike Eskin who does not want to sign Schwarber right now. It's just crazy to me. Like the idea of letting that guy get to free agency just makes me scared every day.
Yeah, he's an ageist. That's what it kind of sounds like to me.
Spike's an ageist. Yeah, Spike might be an ageist. You're right about that.
I refuse to call him by Spike. That's not his name.
His name
is Brett.
I also think you guys need to listen to Kyle a little more. There's something with the name, man.
I agree.
He knows what he's talking about.
This is a fantastic point. Yeah.
Brett Eskin?
That's his name, yeah.
Is that with 2 T's?
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
You just found this out?
I don't know where Spike comes from. I don't know.
I thought his name was Spike.
You thought his parents named him Spike from birth?
Yeah, because I thought maybe, I don't know. Yeah, spiky hair when he was young, whatever. It came out real spiky. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's
it. He went through a phase where he used to wear spiky, though, right? That's why, you know, I thought that was, you know, I don't know.
Well, he's learning new things every day here.
Brett.
Yeah, but Kyle, this is a great call, except you telling us to listen to Kyle Quinn. I mean,
I think he's right.
Yeah, he's had a good week, but for the most
great
part,
week.
Come on.
I'm on a heater.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
No, that's really all I got for now. But and then for the job thing, you got me started with 30 jobs. Grew up watching that, and man, I don't even know if I can say it on the air, but the horse inseminator, man, that'd be a weird one for Hugh to be doing.
You know what's funny about that, Kyle, and why you're going to be at the top of the list? It's going to be tough to beat you. Off the air, Hugh started telling us about the first thing that popped in his head. You know what it was? Exactly what you're talking about.
You know what? And lather Vaseline
on
me.
Because I take great pride in the fact that you listen to the show and you somewhat know your host.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing that I thought of. And I was waiting to hear.
That's because
you're different. Yeah. Because I was like, that's a job that I wouldn't do, but I want to hear somebody suggest it.
Well, Kyle just said, Kyle, good phone call, man. All right, horse inseminator.
How much they make a year?
No.
Like, it all depends, because I looked it up. It just all depends on your experience, the location that you're in. Because I sent y'all the one for the bovine.
Well, I got the bovine. I got a text, bovine semen collection salary.
$44,000. That's enough. Like, listen, kids.
$44,000.
Like, you make it work.
Wait a minute.
You make it sound like that's going to get people to run out of their job today to go take this job.
But listen, there's some kids out there probably looking for a job.
Well, it's better than nothing.
It's
sure.
Better. Yeah. Like $44,000 a year, and it all depends on how many times that you have to do your job. It can vary. You can make $50,000 a year. Some of them make, it all depends on how good you are. You can make up to $100,000.
Yeah, but is there upward mobility, or do you just start when you're young and you do this your whole life?
Well it just all depends. Yeah, that's a good one. Walk right into that one. that's a good one. That's a real good one. Yeah, we made side list, Kyle. But yeah. Like,
there's no shot I would do this
job. In this economy, if you're looking for a job.
No shot. You would do this?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm saying, I am not, I am at that age and at that point in my life where that's not what I'm going to. I got what they call a 401k. It's probably looking kind of anemic right now. It's hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
But
not what it was a few months ago.
At some point, it's going to be all right. But if you're a young person starting out, you do what you got to do, man. I wouldn't tell anybody.
I'm imagining the conversations tonight. Young people going home for Memorial Day weekend, see their parents. You know what? I got a new idea for a career. I heard you, Douglas, on the air telling me. It's a good idea.
It's not so much. Say, like, if Max was my son and Max needed a job, I'd be like, Max.
Poor Max.
I'm just saying, because, you know, Max, I give Max advice every day. And a lot of it I probably can't share.
And he's not asking for any of it.
No, he doesn't. He it's unsolicited, but I feel like that's what I'm here for.
So Max, who's running our YouTube, if he was your son, you would tell him to.
I'd say, listen, Max, if you needed a job, $44,000 a year to, you know, do the.
You would encourage your son to take this job.
To be a horse inseminator. Let's say it out loud.
Like, listen, the hustle. Like, you got to hustle to get some bread, man. If you don't have a job, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, I'm saying, somebody's doing it. Somebody has to do it.
Yeah, but do they hire random people or do they?
No,
they,
but you learn. I guess you have to learn. No. There are certain techniques and things that you have to do.
No, I know.
I think y'all thinking about this the wrong way.
Well, what way am I supposed to think about it?
You're thinking you're going to have to go manual. I don't think you go manual.
But they have machines.
Yeah, they got machines. But you just have to be the guy that facilitates and collects.
Yeah, but I thought of this as more as like someone who works on a farm. This is part of the job. Rather than like, hey, I'm replying to an ad because I just need a few bucks for the summer.
Well, I'm pretty sure that
it's not like a short order cook.
Well, it's probably a lot more to it than that. But if you're good at it, you could make upwards of $50,000 to $100,000.
If you're good at it, there's varying degrees of good.
Is
nature good to decide who's good and who's not?
This is a field that I know nothing about.
Well,
but
for now,
I've seen. Watch my algorithm be just.
By the way, my algorithm is a joke because of you this week with the trials going on and stuff.
No,
I can't even open up my phone.
We're not going to go into detail.
Don't.
But there's a lot. This trial that's going on in the public that we're not going to talk about, it's a lot going on, man. I'm not going to mention. I didn't say anything. People are grown. They know something going on. I ain't got to mention nothing specific.
Move on.
I had to turn my phone off because of you. Brian in Bucks County. What's up, Brian?
Yo, what's up, yo?
Hey, Brian.
What's up, you?
Hi.
What's up, Brian?
No, because
I can take care of Bryce Harper's not hitting home runs. You know what we do?
What's that?
We sit him down. We don't think about it.
Oh, he's coming after you.
Oh, because I wanted to give him a day off.
Yeah, how about that? You want to give him a day off?
Well, I mean, if we're playing semantics, Brian, they had a rainout that day, and then he's hit since then.
Oh,
Okay,
little day off really might have helped. On. Cleared his head, Brian.
Oh, stop. Just stop. You're out of your mind. I wanted to call to tell you I bust your chops. You wanted to sit him down and look at him now. He's on fire.
On
you don't
fire.
Sit a man like him down.
All right. So what do you think? What do you think is the biggest reason? You think because they didn't sit him down because he buzzed his head,
he shaved his head,
or because John Clark called him out on Twitter and never apologized?
No, I think him and his wife made up.
Now we're calling Hugh out.
His wife made up.
His wife made up.
Well, I think that you have to adjust. She's pregnant, so no, you have to adjust that.
The last time she was pregnant.
Was the last time he was in a slump when she was pregnant?
Yep, she got deep in like that a couple years ago.
Is that right? The one like this, you mean the one that the longest slump that he's been in that we've basically said that this was the longest one?
He went through a bad period when she was pregnant before.
Not with this type of length.
Oh, I don't know how long it was, but it was bad.
See, but I do. That's why we take notes.
Yeah, Baseball Reference has an update of those stats. Like, if they do, like, April, May, June, someone's pregnant, those things. Brian, you got a guess for us or an odd job for us? What is it?
Well, I got to go off. I don't know about you, Joe, but you're a professional sleeper.
I'll get paid to sleep.
Is that a job?
Well, they do, like, sleep studies.
Oh, sleep studies.
Professional sleeper. Yeah, they actually pay you to sleep. Yeah.
That's too easy for Hugh.
Yeah.
I mean,
I could see Hugh doing it. Brian, good phone call. Brian came in. He came in to needle us, right? Because, last couple weeks, and we weren't the only ones. And to be fair, about a month ago when we first brought up Bryce, I said I wasn't really concerned at all. Then a couple more weeks went by, and I said, I'm starting to get a little concerned. I wanted to sit him down for a day, give him a day to clear his head. Obviously, he didn't need that. But he did get the rain out. Whatever. He called out for what it is. But Brian called both of us out. You were saying about the home situation. I was saying maybe a day off. He's been red hot. Here's a question. Is Bryce shaving his head? Is that the Phillies moment like Sirianni? Like, is this thing just going to roll?
Yeah, it is. I saw like somebody had a parallel to that same thing. It might be. And a professional sleeper can make anywhere from $32 to $47 with the averages being $38. So that's not a bad job.
But I think you have to go somewhere. You can't just sleep in your home.
It's supposed to be a wild job, not like the easiest job
in
the world.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. I was just looking it up. It's not. You can make like $1,500 a week.
Yeah, but again, I think don't you have to go where they could do the studies on you?
I guess you do. You just can't sleep in your bed.
Yeah, I don't think it's like just you go.
Because
otherwise, wouldn't everyone be a pro sleeper? Like, hey, I'm ready for bed. I'm clocking in. I'm going to lay down for 8 hours or 6 hours or whatever. That doesn't work. All right, before we go any further, we need to react to the Johan Rojas story yesterday. Hugh, yesterday before the game, it was an afternoon game out in Colorado. Johan Rojas, let me pull up the Matt Gell tweet with the story here. Hugh, Rojas left the field for a couple minutes to make a phone call.
Yeah.
And the security at Coors Field didn't think he was an actual baseball player when he tried to get back on the field, and they didn't want to let him. And I believe it was Zach Wheeler who had to go save him. What did you think about all that?
Do you really want to know what I thought about all that?
Well, I did ask. I did.
You know what? I decided I don't.
No, okay. I will clean it up for the purposes of this show because we don't want you people to get all in their feelings.
They're gonna
or whatever. I think that they need to hire better security because I'm pretty sure that he wore some clothing items, especially if it's before the game and they're out there warming up. That were pretty familiar to what everybody else had on.
Phillies gear. Yeah.
Because it's kind of standard. That's like when I think about when you used to go out for warm-ups. Eagle shorts, maybe an Under Armour top. But you look like somebody who belonged on the field.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure that he looked like he belonged on the field.
Now, I'm not trying to let the security guard off the hook, but Johan Rojas is like 5'11", 160, 65. Like he's pretty normal looking compared to star athlete looking. You think they just thought he looked like a normal guy?
I don't know.
Because he's not built like a, you know what I mean? Like if Bryce Harper's there or Aaron Nola, like they're bigger, right? They look like they're probably a pro athlete. I don't know. It does fit with the Rockies, though. They do everything wrong. From the security guards to the team, that team is terrible. 215-592-9494. Are you buying what the Phillies are selling? Are you believing this right now? You're fully buying into the 32-18 Phillies. Seems on pace for 100 wins. We were here last year. I got all excited about it, and then they came back down to earth. Look, I like what I'm seeing. but I'm taking a deep breath on this. They have beat up on a lot of legitimate tomato cans. I mean, they've won 7 in a row here against maybe the worst team I've ever seen in this Rockies team. They beat up the Pirates last weekend. It's fun. It's awesome. Keep doing it. But I'm not fully buying in yet. Hughes there. Where are you on the Phillies? Plus, for a $100 gift card to Sunoco, wild jobs you'd like to see us do. That wins you a prize. The best one we hear. 215-592-9494. On the other side, we got to get into the second biggest story with the Eagles this week. Not the tush push is the biggest one, but the second one, do we like what is happening here? I do. I'm not sure Hugh does. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field, people. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Now, during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale, which is this weekend, you can save up to 70% warehouse-wide. Mattress Warehouse, check this out, has mattresses, clean mattresses, for $159.99. You can save up to $800 off an elite lineup like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and the all-new Sealy Posturepedic. But if you don't want to deal with any of those mattresses, that $159.99 mattress, that might be a good place to start. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off on all bed gear. That means pillows and sheets. Do what I did, folks. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale. Almost couldn't get Memorial Day out there that time. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.